Welcome to Up the Town, the show that unites the worldwide Wrexham fan base from the doors of the turf to the shores of the Pacific. We give you maximum effort to bring you the passion and pride of the Red Dragons like never before. This is Up the Town, the ultimate celebration of Wrexham AFC.
What's going on, everybody? Welcome to Up the Town. Thank you for listening. Wrexham have won today, 2-1. Paul Mullen notches his 100th goal with the club. 100 goals in three seasons is absolutely crazy. Tale of two matches for the most part today, I think. It was 65 minutes of not great, not in form football. And then, we came to life. After that, a lot of players, I think, didn't have great matches to start. And then all of a sudden, you know, here we are in the 65th minute, I think, and just flying down the pitch. So win 2-1, goals by Paul Mullen and Max Cleworth, his first league goal of the season. It was a great kind of like ninja like through four defender move to get to the goal from the throw in. It was just phenomenal that we were able to secure these 3 points, and really, you know, move closer to promotion. So I think magic number for us now with four matches left is 7 points. We'll get into that in a little bit here and kind of look through some scenarios and what some of the other teams have left. But real quick, let's go through player ratings for the match. Akanku, I'm going to give him a 6. I don't think he had a whole lot to do. I think he could have done a little bit better on the goal. You did get a hand on it. The defending was not great either, but look, if you get a hand on it, you should probably save it. I give him a 6 there. Cleworth, I'm going to give a 7. Some people thought he was man of the match. For me, I disagree. I thought he actually wasn't phenomenal for most of the match until kind of the end. And then he really came into it. But look, a lot of the squad, I think, did that to be fair. So I'm going to give him a 7. Obviously, the goal, which is great there. O'Connell, for me, was you know, and has been a stalwart at the back. Just bullish in the air, bullish on the ground, winning a lot of the 50-50 balls, and I think he's been phenomenal. O'Connor, a 6 for me today. I think he was maybe felt a little bit out of position. I think he was a little bit to blame on the goal as well. Wasn't really in the match the entire way. Didn't really have anything that really stood out to me, but you know, I'll give him a 6. Barnett, 8.5. I thought Barnett was for many stretches of the game, especially in the first half, was the best player on the pitch. Was up and down the wing and was, you know, phenomenal. Got the assist on the opening goal. A beautiful cross in to Mullen. And it was a beautiful buildup, to be honest with you. I mean, you know, Elliot Lee, I think, ran by two people and, got Barnett the ball, was put the cross in. So, but, you know, Barnett was great. He had another really beautiful ball into the box to Cannon later in the match. It would have been an above average goal if Cannon would have been able to convert it. But, you know, needless to say, it doesn't matter. We got the 3 points, but Barnett for me was phenomenal on the wing. Evans, 6.5. I think he had moments in the match and moments out of the match, and he didn't do a lot to stand out, and he didn't do a lot for me to get, you know, anything really terrible. So anyway, that's kind of where we are at with Evans. Andy Cannon, this is a tale of two players and two halves. I don't think he was very much in the match, in the early part. But boy, in the second half, did he become a man possessed, winning balls up and down the pitch, intercepting passes in the passing lanes. Just phenomenal play over the course of the second half. Could have potentially had his own goal. Could have potentially even had an assist. And so it's really great to see, you know, when he steps up and he's at his game, he's one of the best midfielders at this level. And I think he could be one of the best midfielders in League One as well. All the talent in the world. And when he plays with that tenacity and that speed, like he did today for the second half stretch, just unbelievable performance. So going to give Cannon an 8 today, sheerly on the second half performance, to be honest with you. McLean, you know, a lot of people said McLean didn't have a good game or wasn't in the game. I thought he was very steady. The ball found him. He didn't put too many feet wrong. At the end, he got the corner that kind of killed the clock. He's a mental leader right out there. When things are going wrong, he's always the ones kind of he's one of the ones that are out there that's kind of pushing on. I think he's one of the most consistent players we've had all season. McLean, for me, got a 7 just because of his consistency. Didn't really put a foot wrong in the match, and so I just think that he was great from that perspective. Mendy, I'm not even going to go there. Unfortunate that he got off. It was a beautiful ball where he pulled his hamstring on, and you know, it's unfortunate to see him off injured again, but, you know, it's late in the season and things like that do happen, so we have to just overcome it and keep moving. But, you know, Lee came on, and I thought Lee looked really good. When he had looked to me slow as the season had kind of gone on. I think he looked a little tired from that perspective. And I think he looked fast. He looked fresh on the ball. He looked tenacious. There was several movements in play where he won 50-50 balls and he kept possession really, really well. When he came on, I think that really helped change kind of the dynamic of the team. And for me, Lee got a 7. I think he was phenomenal from that perspective. Mullen, an 8, beautiful header, 100th goal for the club. He had a couple. Look, Mullen, I think, has been left out to dry a little bit too much this season, but an 8 for me for Mullen. In the first half, he had basically what would have been a 1-on-1 with the keeper, and the ball just died. The pitch was terrible. You know, we can kind of talk about that maybe later or maybe not. We'll see. In the first half, Mullen had an easy 1-on-1 breakaway with the keeper. The ball bounced and then just kind of dies, and it just didn't hit his foot right. Really lucky that he didn't like pull an ankle or anything on that, if I'm being honest. And it was unfortunate, but he did get the 100th goal, which was big because it tied it. Once we tied the match, we were swarming. There was blood in the water once that happened, and it was phenomenal to see. But really happy that Mullen got his 100th goal today for the club. And in 3 years, phenomenal achievement. Fletcher, 5.5. I mean, it's very weird. Fletcher comes off the bench and he's a super sub, and he can absolutely help change the match. But when he starts, I outside of the one match, I don't think he should start. Yeah, you know, I just think Ollie and Mullen have better chemistry. Fletcher, for me, is better off the bench. I didn't see him do a lot of anything today. He, you know, he wasn't getting on the end of balls. He wasn't having good touches. He was getting dispossessed. He just didn't look in the flow of the match at all. So, you know, for me, Fletcher just didn't have it today. But, you know, I think he's still a quality player, and we just have to utilize him the right way. Marriott and Bolton both came on a little bit limited. Give him a 6, although Marriott could have scored a goal. I would love to see Marriott start next to Mullen. I think the speed up top would be an absolute game changer for us. I don't think Parkey will do that at this stage of the season. It would be great to see something going into League One where we change it up a little bit. There's been many instances of teams that have had two similar type strikers that have really succeeded from that perspective. And I think that there's more speed on a dynamic that we're going to need to look at moving forward and moving up leagues. But that's a conversation for another day and another time. So, but both Bolton and Marriott came in and I think served well from that perspective. Man of the match for me, I think we just give it to Mullen because of the 100th goal. I think there is a clear case, I think, to make and give it to Barnett. I think there's an argument for Cannon. I think you could even make a small argument for Clearworth. I'm going to go Mullen just because the 100th goal was such a big thing for the club. It's such a big milestone. And it was such a big goal for us as well because it tied the match. So looking kind of moving forward a little bit, we are now in the last run of games for the League Two automatic promotion. And this is kind of where it sets. Wrexham are in very good position. We are sitting clearly in second place on 76 points, 42 matches played, and we are 2 points above MK Dons, who only have 3 matches left, and Mansfield 3 points up on them with the same amount of games. So looking at the run-in, Wrexham have Crawley Town next, who sit, I think they're seventh. Seventh at home. Then we have Forest Green, who are sitting at the bottom, also at home. Away to Crewe, who are sixth, and then at home to Stockport, who are first. Looking at the two teams, right? Because we're going to look at Mansfield and we're going to look at MK Dons. Look, if we get a shot at Stockport at the end of the season for the title, that's just icing on the cake. But they're on a good run of form right now. You don't expect them to drop points, but you know, crazier things have happened. So let's look at and focus on Mansfield and MK Dons. MK Dons max points that they can get right now is 82. They're on 83. They're on 74 points with three matches left. So 83 is the threshold of what we're looking at getting here. MK Dons and Mansfield play. And I believe if they draw and Wrexham win the next two, then we are secure. That would get us the security that we need to have automatic promotion. I believe that's the math that is right. Without anything going crazy, we need 7 points from the next 12 for promotion. Mansfield, to give you their run in, they have Forest Green, who are bottom at home, MK Dons, who are in fourth away, Accrington Stanley, 18th at home, and Borough, who are fifth at home. MK Dons, 3 matches, Mansfield at home, Harrogate Town away, and Sutton United at home. So you would expect if MK Dons was to get past Mansfield, you would expect MK Dons to probably win their next three. If Mansfield lose, I think if they were to lose to MK Dons, they would have 9 points available. They would be at 82. So there's the math, right? Like, things are really starting to shape up. It looks really good for Wrexham for automatic promotion. It is a three, you know, it's kind of is a three team race for the final two spots. But you would really fancy Wrexham right now after the win today, which was huge for us, to be in pole position there. And 3 out of the next 4 at home, which we are a much different team playing at the racecourse ground, obviously, than we are away. It was great to get a big kind of dramatic win away from home today. But 3 out of the next 4 at home. Look, you take care of your home. You win. You win your home matches. You're scot free. Or you get 2 wins and a draw at home. You're scot free. There's a couple things to look at. Crewe could potentially already be in the playoff and their position solidified. They may not have a lot to play for. Potentially, that match could be resting some players. Stockport could already have the league wrapped up. So they're, even though Wrexham have the hardest run in, they also have potentially where they're facing some teams that have taken the foot off the gas a little bit to the end of the season, resting key players potentially. You know, obviously we don't know this, but could be resting key players potentially going into those final two matches. But obviously Crawley Town, who smacked Mansfield today, is in a very good run of form. And, you know, we've got to beat Forest Green, who are sitting bottom. Have to. And look, you never know. Maybe Stockport drops some points. I think they have to drop points in 2 matches, though, before ours to get there. Maybe they do. Maybe they don't. If they do, it'd be really fun to be playing that last match for the title at home. I think it would be crazy, and I would actually fancy us. But, you know, as I said today, talking on a post-match show, I don't give a shit if we win another title again until you get to a Premier League. Just keep getting promoted. That's all that matters at this point for Wrexham. That's a huge thing. Get promoted, get into League One, and then let's take our chances and see where things go. But it's going to be very interesting. If you look at run of form, Mansfield, I think, peaked. They're probably the ones that you would think would be odd man out right now. But you never know, because if they go on the road and beat MK Dons, they're going to be back in it again, because Dons will only be, you know, have 6 points left to play for. So it's a very interesting run in from that. And obviously Wrexham have to take care of business, and they're going to have to pick up points to secure this. But there's many scenarios where if other teams drop points, you know, that we could potentially even drop more points. But let's not think about that. It'd be great to get the last run in here and go, you know, 12 points, pick up all those, finish on, I think we get 12 points, we'd finish on 88 points. So that's our max, if you look at that. And so that means that Stockport would have to drop. So Stockport have 5 matches left. So Stockport would have to drop 8. I don't see that. I don't see that happening. I think Stockport are pretty well done and dusted with the league title, especially with a match in hand. If we were level, I'd say maybe. But if they have the next 5, they can only get 7 more points out of 7. So they have to drop 8 out of the next 15, which means going into us, they'd have to drop 5 of the next 12 for us to have a chance, because they have a superior goal differential. So they'd have to be going into the match. We'd have to win the next 3, and they'd have to go into the match at 84 points. So you don't see that happening. I guess crazier things can happen. You just don't see that happening right now. And look, it's fine. Let's just get that automatic promotion spot, get into League One, and go from there. So, exciting. I have been able to watch the other matches. I just haven't had time to do shows, preview shows. I'm going to try and see if I can do the preview show for Tuesday's match, either, you know, later today or tomorrow, and get that out. But very excited to see, you know, Wrexham securely now in second place, everything to play for. They have their destiny in their own hands, which is, I think, what we all want. 3 out of the next 4 games at home, 7 points probably to secure promotion, but a lot of other variables that are in that. Paul Mullen gets his 100th goal. Max Clearwith gets his first league goal. And Wrexham are sitting securely in second place with 4 matches left. This is all what we want, and I'm really excited to see what happens and kind of share this with you, and hopefully it leads to automatic promotion. We're talking about what it's going to be like in League One, and then, you know, this summer we could talk about playing style, management, players, all that kind of stuff. But right now, let's stick behind the lads, let's stick behind the manager, and let's really make sure that we go and get this promotion and put the pedal to the metal and get the automatic promotion, because we don't want anything to do with the playoffs. So really appreciate everybody for listening. Make sure you subscribe Up the Town Show on Instagram, Twitter. Make sure you're subscribed to the podcast, share it with people, leave a review on Spotify or Apple Podcasts or wherever you listen. Really helps other people find the show. Really appreciate it. Thanks everyone for listening. 2-1 Wrexham win it securely in second place. Thanks everyone for listening. Up the Town.
And that's a wrap for Up the Town. Thanks for joining us and being part of the worldwide Wrexham family. Keep that Red Dragon spirit alive and burning bright. No matter where you are in the world, remember, it's always sunny in Wrexham. Up the Town.